It was the most virulent, deadly viral outbreak the world had ever seen. When the affliction began to finally relent, two-thirds of the planet's population, 4.2 billion people, were gone. For those left after, the new epidemic was one of moral degradation, survival by any and all means, a pandemic of the inhumane. But small patches of hope sprouted from the fallow ashes of what once was. And for some, our humanity remained the only thing worth fighting for.
Get the doctor! Now!
Make a hole!
It's all right, little lady. It's gonna be all right. Doc Ryan is a miracle worker.
Alan! What's going on?
Did someone get hurt?
We got it. Just keep back. Out of the way!
Promise, it's going to be okay.
Hey, what's going on here? Who's that?
We found her out east. She needs our help. So can you get out of the way?
But she doesn't look so good. I mean, is she sick?
Get out of the way, Warner, now!
Yeah, sweetheart, I'm good. Hey, Kate, Cohen?
We heard that you and Alan found someone while you were in Southeast.
Yeah, we did. And I think I might have screwed up.
Bad. Tell us what happened.
We were doing the normal house-to-house, and we found some good stuff. But then we came into the last one, and we found this girl who couldn't be more than 16, passed out on the floor. We thought she was dead, like had just died. But then she moaned, and we rolled her over, and we saw...
What? What did you see?
She's resting now.
What's wrong with her? Is she going to be okay?
It's hard to say at the moment. She's suffering from severe dehydration and malnourishment. She's also running a significant fever, and frankly, none of that is doing the baby any good.
Baby? She's pregnant?
And due any time.
I can't believe it! A baby!
I feel like we should be handing out cigars or something. Dude, you're a hero! Way to go, buddy!
You may reconsider that in a second. Tell him, Doc.
Tell us what?
Mr. Wheeler informed me when he brought the young woman in that he suspected she might be infected. She is exhibiting symptoms that are worrisome.
Told you I thought I'd done something bad.
Are you out of your mind?
I know, but I couldn't just leave her there. Not like that. She's pregnant, and I wasn't sure that I could get back here and get the doc and get back to her before anything bad happened. And when I said I wanted to bring her back, Alan didn't even argue.
No, you did the right thing.
Really?
What?
Sorry, it's just, well, I figured you'd want to get rid of her to prevent the infection from spreading to all of us. Isn't that what Fox would do here?
Doc, do we know for sure that she's infected?
Well, this isn't how I wanted to let you all know.
Know what?
With the dramatic growth in our population, I recently ran out of testing materials.
What?
Does Fox know about this?
How would Fox know if I didn't know? I'm supposed to be in charge of inventory, Doc. Why didn't you tell me about this?
I informed Mr. Fox that my supplies were being depleted. He said he would try to find more, but I also informed him that supplies in Portland were already limited and that it was possible we'd already used it all. He asked me to keep it quiet for the time being. I don't think he wanted to cause a panic.
I'm so sorry, guys. I never meant to...
Matt's right. No matter what happens now, you did the right thing.
I don't think anyone with half a heart would have left that girl there after seeing her in that condition. You're still a hero to me.
I'll keep her isolated as much as I can, but if she is infected...
Then it won't matter.
We won't be able to keep this a secret for long.
No, we won't. So, it's better that people hear the facts right away.
You're right. I better go talk with the rest of the council.
Kate... It may be a good idea not to mention the doc's inability to test for the virus at the moment. The girl is going to cause enough panic as it is. I don't think we want to add to it. And Wheeler, Abby, keep this quiet. At least until Fox gets back and can deal with this, okay?
Thank you.
Attention! Can we settle down, please? I know you're all wondering. Come on, people.
Hey! Shut it!
All right, as some of you may already know, earlier today, Alan and Wheeler brought in a young woman who was in need of medical attention. As of the moment, she's in the doctor's care.
What's wrong with her?
Well, to begin with, she's pregnant.
But that's not all. I saw her when they brought her in and she looked very sick. It's very possible that this girl is infected with a plague that nearly wiped us all out. And we have Alan and Wheeler to thank for bringing her to us.
She needs to go.
We can't have her here. What if she infects the rest of us?
Knock it off!
We all need to calm down. Panicking won't help us. We don't know what she has or how bad it is. The doctor has her isolated until we know more.
Throw her out!
You're going to get us all killed!
Hey! That is enough! Let the council speak.
Thank you. Guys, I understand how you're all feeling here, and if it was just this girl, then maybe it would be easier to make that kind of choice, but now there's the baby to consider. Are we really going to be a society that condemns an innocent child
Kate,
to...
Kate, I've got
to
cut you off here. In a different world, I'm sure we'd all welcome this girl and her baby with open arms. But the fact remains that we don't live in that world. And if that girl is infected, so is her baby. And by our own laws, she has to be banished for our safety.
Wait. You actually want to just toss them out so you can...
Protect the rest of us? You bet your ass I do.
You can't be serious, Warner. It's a baby.
An infected baby. It's like you don't remember what the virus did to us. How it turned perfectly healthy people into husks of themselves in a matter of days. How it ate them from the inside out. Every person here had to watch someone they cared about decay right in front of them. And now you want to risk that happening to us? For what? A baby who's already dead.
You don't know that.
Emily, you're a mother. Are you really going to allow a poor, helpless infant to be thrown out?
To protect my children? You bet your ass I will. Come on, Kate. Warner's right. Are we really going to risk our own lives and everything we've managed to cobble together for a kid we won't be able to help anyway?
Well, it appears that we're at a stalemate here, and until Fox returns, it'll likely stay that way. And I'm really sorry to say this, Kate, but Fox wrote the law. I think it's safe to say we know which side of the argument he's going to come down on.
I can't believe it. Heartless. Every single one of them.
Calm down.
You calm down, Matt. We're talking about killing a baby here. Warner's right. Fox wrote the law. As soon as he hears about this, he's going to throw that poor girl and her baby to the wolves. There's no gray area with something like this. It's wrong. This is just so... wrong!
You don't know that.
Stop it, Matt. Stop trying to pretend that this is all going to work out and that everything's going to be fine. It's not. He's not even going to give anyone a chance to... He's just going to...
Kate, I know you're upset, and I understand. I do. And I'm on your side with this.
You seem to be the only one. Well, Alan and Wheeler, obviously, but you heard them in there. They're ready to storm into the infirmary and throw her right out. It's not right, Matt.
Well, until Fox comes back, I don't think there's really anything we can do. We just need to sit tight and hope that when he hears what happened...
We should take her.
What?
You and me. We should take her and get out of here. We can get as far away from those idiots as we can, and then we can help raise the baby when it comes.
Are you listening to yourself? Kate, the girl can't even stand, okay? She could die.
She will die if we don't do something about this.
Okay, let's say we do get her out of here, and she dies. What then?
I don't know. We could...
What if she dies before the baby comes? Do you know how to get the baby out and potentially save it?
No, but...
Do you know how we'd go about keeping a premature baby alive? Because I don't. And how do we even feed it? And what if it's infected?
I don't know, okay? I don't know. We're supposed to be better than we were before, Matt. We were supposed to be making a better world and doing what's right. If we just... Let them throw that girl and her baby out in the elements and die, then we haven't changed a thing. We're still just as terrible as we were before.
Come here.
It's not right. It isn't fair to...
I know, darling. I know. I had no idea you had this kind of fire in you.
Only when it matters. And this matters more to me than I can even...
Yeah, I can see that. Look, I know you think you know what Fox is going to say about all this, but I don't. I have no idea what's going to happen. So how about you and I? We make a little deal. We wait until Fox gets back and see what he has to say. If it turns out that he decides to banish the girl, you and me, we pack up and we head on out of here with the girl and we see what we see.
Do you mean it?
Absolutely.
Really? I mean, you could leave your best friend and all those people for me and a baby that isn't even yours?
Without a second thought.
I don't know what to say. I've never had anyone be so committed to me before that they'd leave everything behind just for me.
Well, I'm not ready to get down on one knee or anything. But I had to survive the apocalypse just to find you. And I'm not really willing to give you up just yet. So I'll follow you. And if that means into the cold, dark, cruel, ghoul-infested world, then that's what I'll do.
I'm so touched that I'll even forgive you for not calling them the Lost. How is it you manage to steal my heart a little more each day?
A good thief never reveals his secrets. Come on, we're not doing anyone any good sitting in here. Maybe we can get out there and try and change the hearts and minds of some of those sheep.
Kate, you have to do something.
What's going on, Abby?
It's getting ridiculous. I overheard Huxley and some other people at lunch. They said they were going to make Wheeler and Alan pay for bringing that infection into our home. I told Wheeler, but he doesn't seem to think it's a big deal. But now I can't find him.
Oh, this is just what we need.
It's going to be okay. We just need to stay calm and look for him. There's only so many places he can be.
I've already looked. He's not on the roof working on the greenhouses, and he isn't in our unit. He's not in the cafeteria or the commune. God, Kate, I'm freaking out here. You didn't hear them.
It's going to be okay, I promise. Come on, we'll look for him together.
I think I might have a pretty good idea where to start.
Where?
Huxley has a sick sort of love for prison movies.
See what playing hero gets you, Wheeler? Maybe next time you see some sick loser, you'll put a bullet in their head instead of bringing them back here to infect the rest of us.
If he lives that long.
You really think beating the hell out of me is going to change anything? I stand by what I did. I do it again. So you pathetic bunch of terrified children can keep on hitting me if it makes you feel better. But it won't change a damn thing.
Well, thank you for giving us permission to keep hurting you.
Hey! Get the hell off of me!
Back the hell up! The next one of you that lays a finger on him or on anyone else, I will put a bullet in your goddamn heads!
I'd love to see you try, hotshot.
Don't test me, Huxley.
Easy there, Wheeler.
Oh, God. What did they do to you?
Then don't worry about, sweetheart. They ain't half as tough as they think.
Neither are you. Come on, slowly.
Careful. I'm pretty ticklish right now.
Sorry.
You people make me sick. What in God's name are you so afraid of?
That baby's going to be the death of us all. You know it, and we know it. Why are you trying to protect it? You know there's no saving it.
And your solution to the problem is to come down here and beat on one of our own like you were some kind of wasteland vigilante? How does that help anyone? How does that protect you from the virus? And what happens if it turns out that that kid and his mother aren't infected? Did you even stop to think about that? That kid could turn out to be the thing that saves us all.
And if it is infected, we're all already dead. Hurting one another isn't going to change it. I can't even look at any of you.
If any of you have any sense of self-preservation, you'll keep yourselves out of sight for a while, or I may do something you're going to severely regret.
I
Easy there, Hero. Just a bit further.
Oh my God, what happened to Wheeler? Jamie? Oh, thank God. We need Fox. Where is he?
I don't know. As soon as we got back, he bolted for one of his hiding spots. I think it's because on the way back, we had this really nice talk, and I think he got scared because he let his guard down a little. I really
Jamie,
think I'm...
I need you to focus here. Where did he go?
Right. Sorry. He might have gone to his unit. He headed in that direction anyway. What's going on?
Long story short, Wheeler and Alan brought back a sick girl earlier, and she's pregnant. And everyone thinks that she's going to kill us all because they believe she's infected.
What? Why would they bring an infected girl back here?
We don't know if she's infected.
Didn't the doctor test her?
He can't.
What are you talking about?
Look, it's a really long story. Can you please just find Fox and bring him to the infirmary? Please?
Yeah, of course. I'll go find him.
Here we are.
Doc! We need your help out here!
Holy! Here, set him down. Gently. What happened?
You know, Doc, I just really got tired of the way I looked and thought I'd give myself a full body makeover.
Well, looks like you did a bang-up job.
I see what you did there.
Okay, step back, everyone. Well, you're going to be swollen for a few days. Not a lot I can do for you. I'm worried about your ribs. How does this feel?
Ah, yeah, that's a bit tender.
You have a couple of fractured ribs. They might even be broken. Abby, help me sit him up. Slowly. Kate, hand me some gauze and those bandages. I'm going to have to tape these ribs up. It's not going to be pleasant, I'm afraid.
I can take it, Doc. I'm a contender. Ah!
I did warn you.
Yeah, you did. Would it be okay if I just pass out?
This has gone too far. If we don't do something, someone could get killed. I need to go and get with the rest of the council.
I'll stay here in case Fox comes here first. You need to make sure those idiots who did this get what's coming to them.
Oh, I intend to.
Fox, buddy. You picked a fine time to go off and...
Jamie just told me you guys brought Wheeler up here and he looked like he'd been hit by a truck. What the hell happened?
You want the long version or the Reader's Digest version?
Just bullet pointed.
Alan and Wheeler came across a sick girl on their house to house. Turns out the girl was pregnant. They brought her back, and now everyone's losing their minds because Warner's got everyone believing she's infected.
How is this an issue? The doc should have had the results from her test by now and...
You'd think, but you'd be wrong. The doc ran out of supplies a week ago.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me. Doc! Doc!
Oh, Mr. Fox, how can I...
Why didn't you let me know you were low on testing materials?
I told you before we took on all those refugees from Ross Island that I only had enough for two, maybe three more tests. But the increase in our population ate through that. And as I've reminded you many times... Supplies were already very low.
And you don't have enough to run a single test on our guests?
I'm afraid not.
Oh, well, this is just fantastic. Without those tests, people are going to start suspecting anyone with a runny nose of being infected. Okay, we'll have to circle back to that later. What's the story with your new patient?
She's resting. I've been monitoring her for any changes, but she's remained stable. She was pretty dehydrated, and I've been trying to get fluids into her. In my humble opinion, I believe she's improving.
Do you think she's actually infected?
I wish I could say with certainty, but I just don't know. She has a few symptoms that are similar, but they could also be something else entirely. She hasn't complained of any pain, and her heart rate and blood pressure are elevated, but within normal. She also seems to be responding well to some of the antibiotics I've given her.
Fox, we're sitting on a time bomb here. People are actually attacking each other. Huxley, Carter, a couple of others beat the holy living hell out of Wheeler because he and Alan brought this girl here. You gotta do something.
Doc, who else knows that you're out of testing supplies?
As of this moment, you, Mr. Cohen, Kate, and Mr. Wheeler.
Abby knows too. I told Kate not to say anything to the council until you got back. I didn't think we wanted more panic than we were already in for... I think I made the right call.
No, you did. Matt, do me a favor. Get down to the council and let them know that the doc is waiting for the final results on the lab.
But Kate knows that...
You need to get her to keep her mouth shut somehow. I just need to buy some time here.
What are you gonna do?
I don't know yet. With all of you. We came together in this place with the goal of becoming a better society, and in a single day, just a few hours, you let your fear of the unknown undo everything. Huxley, Carter, Bertram, Fisher, step forward. Is it true? The four of you lured Wheeler down to the basement where you then proceeded to beat the ever-loving hell out of him? Cohen, Kate, and Abby all caught you in the act. Do you deny these accusations?
Answer the man!
Kate, this will be your only opportunity to be heard.
That boy and that coward behind you brought that girl in here. She's infected and she's gonna kill all of us.
So you admit that the four of you brought Wheeler down and beat him until...
Yes! And we'd do it again if it meant...
That's all I needed to hear. You are hereby banished for crimes against our society.
You can't! You can't do this!
We'll die out there!
You know the law! And you broke it. Actions have consequences. Our survival depends on all of us working together. The moment we begin turning on one another, especially out of fear of something we can't control, we may as well set fire to the whole thing and watch it burn. Cohen, Casey, Todd... Please escort these men to the loading docks. The council and I will be down in a moment to carry out the sentence.
Get your hands off me, you son of a...
Huxley! You can walk out or you can be carried out. It's your choice.
You're going to regret this. I swear you're going to pay for this, Fox. If it's the last thing I do, I will make you pay for this!
Ladies and gentlemen, I need your attention for a bit longer to inform you of two more rather pressing matters. The first is in regards to the young woman who was brought in earlier today. I've spoken with the doctor, and he informs me she is responding well to antibiotics, and as of 10 minutes before this meeting, her fever is broken, which means she isn't infected.
Really? She's going to be all right?
It seems that way. And the doctor also tells me our population is about to grow by one within a few days. The first child born in Homestead. Now we all owe it to that baby to work harder than before to make this a better world for that child and the other little ones we have here growing up in it. This brings me to the bad news. As of today, we will no longer be able to test for the infection. The doctor's run out of the materials he needs in order to perform the tests. I know you're scared. We all know what the virus can do, and I assure you, we're currently looking at all our options. But the doctor informs me that the materials were in very short supply, and there's a good chance there are no more. We will, of course, try and find more, but in the meantime, we all need to get used to the idea that our safety net is gone. And the first thing I want all of you to do is to not be afraid. We've lasted this long, and we're going to continue on by adapting. We won't let fear of what may be rule our lives, and we're going to hope for what we can make. Trust each other. That's the only way we move forward. Together.
Doing okay there, Fox?
Buddy, I don't remember the last time I saw you pacing so much. Relax. It isn't your kid, after all.
I know, but...
Fox, I need to ask you something that's been eating at me for the last few days.
Sure.
If it had turned out that Sarah had been infected, would you... I mean, well...
She wants to know if you would have thrown Sarah out.
I wasn't trying to be so blunt, but yeah. Would you have?
Kate, it would have been an extremely difficult decision. On one hand, I've got over 100 people I need to worry about. They look at me and you to protect them and to make choices to keep them safe. And that's a heavy responsibility.
I get that, but...
There's also the fact we wouldn't have been able to do anything to help either the mother or the baby. They would have been suffering, and we wouldn't have been able to do a thing for them but to watch them die. And I honestly think we've seen too much of that these past few years. Don't you think?
Yes, but you still haven't answered my question. Would you have sent them away if they had actually been infected?
To be perfectly honest, I...
It's a boy. Sarah would like you all to come and say hello.
Oh my God, he's beautiful.
Thank you.
Thought of a name yet?
I did. I'd like you all to meet Vincent Allen Eckelstein.
Oh my God.
Whoa. Dude, she named him after you. I told you you were a hero.
Thank you, Sarah. I'm honored. And I know Alan will be over the moon, too.
I won't ever be able to thank you enough. Kate told me everything that happened, and I'm sorry that I caused so much trouble.
You didn't do anything wrong. We're happy that you're part of our little family, such as it is.
Wow, Fox, I've never seen this side of you before. I think I like it.
Don't get used to it. Hey, is there anything you need, kid?
Actually, I just have one more thing to ask. Of you and Kate.
Sure.
You name it.
Kate told me how you were both willing to get me out of here and protect me and my baby and all. So if you'd be willing, I'd like you to be Vincent's godparents.
Yes, absolutely.
It would be an honor.
I can't believe it. Thank you.
No, thank you. I have a feeling I'm going to need all the help I can get. And you've all proven how willing you are to do that. And Fox, I want to thank you the most. Kate's told me all about what happened, like I said, but she also told me what you said and did for me. If it wasn't for you, I can't even imagine where I'd be right now.
Hey, the only thing that matters now is what's ahead of us. We all have a huge responsibility on our shoulders now, and that's to work every day to be a little better than we were the day before. And to make sure that this little guy has the best life we can make for him.
And we'll all do our part.
Or we'll die trying.
Homestead, Episode 8, The Panic. Written, directed, and produced by James Robinson. Music by Me Yu. Starring Travis Box as Cohen, Summer Shore as Kate, Danny Hedham as Wheeler, Jeff Mitchell as Doc Ryan, Chris Williams as Warner, Justin Mansfield as Alan, James Robinson as Fox, Josie Hedham as Abby, Samantha Stark as Sarah, Steve Childress as Huxley, and Dane Vauder as Corbin. Homestead is a Not Another Podcast production.